I glanced back up at the riddle on the view screens. It had taken me years to decipher the limerick and locate the copper key. At first glance, this new riddle about the jade key looked like it might take just as long to figure out. I didn't understand a word of it, but I was also dead on my feet and in no condition for further puzzle solving. I could barely keep my eyes open. I jumped through the exit and landed with a thud on the floor of Halliday's bedroom. When I turned around and looked at the wall, I saw that the gate was now gone, and the War Games poster had reappeared in its place. I checked my avatar's stats and saw that I'd been awarded several hundred thousand experience points for clearing the gate, enough to raise my avatar from 10th level up to 20th in one shot. Then I checked the scoreboard. High scores. Number 1, Parzival, 110,000. Number 2, Artemis, 9,000. Numbers 3 through 10, JDH, 0. My score had increased by 100,000 points, and a copper-colored gate icon now appeared beside it. The media, and everyone else, had probably been monitoring the scoreboard since last night, so now the whole world would know that I'd cleared the first gate. I was too exhausted to consider the implications. All I could think about was sleep. I ran downstairs and into the kitchen. The keys to the Halliday family car were on a pegboard next to the refrigerator. I grabbed them and rushed outside. The car, the one that wasn't up on blocks, was a 1982 Ford Thunderbird. The engine started on the second try. I backed out of the driveway and drove to the bus station. From there, I teleported back to the transport terminal next to my school on Ludus. Then, I went to my locker and dumped all of my avatar's newfound treasure, armor, and weapons inside before finally logging out of the Oasis. When I pulled off my visor, it was 6:17 a.m. I rubbed my bloodshot eyes and gazed around the dark interior of my hideout, trying to wrap my head around everything that had just happened. I suddenly realized how cold it was in the van. I'd been using the tiny space heater off and on all night and had drained the batteries. I was way too tired to get on the exercise bike and recharge them, and I didn't have the energy to make the trek back to my aunt's trailer either. But the sun would be up soon, so I knew I could crash there in my hideout without worrying that I would freeze to death. I slid off of my chair and onto the floor, then curled up in my sleeping bag. As I closed my eyes, I began to ponder the riddle of the jade key, but sleep swallowed me whole a few seconds later. I had a dream. I was standing alone in the center of a scorched battlefield, with several different armies arrayed against me. An army of Sixers stood in front of me, and several different Gunter clans surrounded me on all other flanks, brandishing swords and guns and weapons of powerful magic. I looked down at my body. It wasn't Parzival's body. It was my own. And I was wearing armor made of paper. In my right hand was a toy plastic sword, and in my left was a large glass egg. It looked exactly like the glass egg that causes Tom Cruise's character so much grief in Risky Business, but somehow I knew that, in the context of my dream, it was supposed to be Halliday's Easter egg. And I was standing there, out in the open, holding it for all the world to see. In unison, the armies of my enemies let out a fierce battle cry and charged toward me. They converged on my position with bared teeth and blood in their eyes. They were coming to take the egg, and there was nothing I could do to stop them. I knew I was dreaming, and so I expected to wake up before they reached me. But I didn't. The dream continued, as the egg was ripped from my grasp, and I felt myself being torn to shreds.